The man accused of assaulting a CBC reporter at a 2021 Trump rally has pleaded guilty and received a conditional discharge in Vancouver's downtown community court September 2. Chris Sava was accused of assaulting journalist Ben Nelms, who was photographing the rally. Nelms was attacked as protesters were gathered on the sidewalk in front of the Vancouver Art Gallery on January 6, 2021, the day of the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Some held signs saying, Trump 2020, others waved U.S. flags with the country's Second Amendment about the right to bear arms scrawled on them, and some paraded placards proclaiming, Bible over logic over science 100%. Midway through the protest, one person lunged at Nelms, punched him in the face, then walked away. Crown prosecutor Damian Asinitis told Judge James Bayan that Sava was that person. He said Sava ran from the crowd and struck Nelms on a cheekbone, leaving him with a numb and red face. Asinitis said the blow was captured on film by other journalists as well as on surveillance cameras. This occurred on the context where Mr. Nelms should be free from violence when he is performing his public duty as a journalist, Asinitis said. He said Nelms was at another event later that year and recognized Sava from a scar on his face. He took photos. Sava was charged on December 13 and was released on conditions. While Asinitis asked for a suspended sentence and a year's probation, defense lawyer Matt Smith asked for the conditional discharge with similar probation conditions. The discharge leaves Sava without a criminal record. Bayan said Sava could not have known Nelms was at the event working as a journalist. Smith said Sava was just walking past the gallery and saw Trump and anti-Trump people in a confrontation. He said Sava was a member of neither group. The defense lawyer said Sava was trying to separate people in conflict, something he now admits was his first mistake. Smith said Sava has several mental health conditions, which can cause him to become easily overwhelmed. He told the court the attack on Nelms resulted from panic. He accepts full responsibility for his actions, Smith said. Mr. Sava has a great deal of embarrassment and remorse for the events of that day. Smith said Sava has been taking counseling and joined a church, where he socializes in attempts to better himself. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca twitter.com/janeswo